Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hello, welcome to CarCast. Matt, the moderator, DeAndre here with Bill Goldberg. Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Yeah, I feel like I never left.
You're set up in the garage, got the headphones, got the microphone, so
don't get happy. It's only temporary. Next week you'll see a different spot most likely, but let's just say I finally dialed it in for the first time in, I don't know, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years.
So we're taking the podcast and we want to start to put the podcast up on YouTube. So if you're listening to the podcast, hopefully this will be up on YouTube as well. And cross our fingers, if you're watching this on YouTube, you understand, hey, there's been a podcast for a long time and we're just putting it up there. So there's going to be some changes and hopefully all for the better. And some of it will take time. Clearly where I'm sitting now, I'm in my warehouse. I'm sort of in this hut. I've got the Ford Lightning behind me. We're doing wheels and tires and a few mods to it. All of this environment will improve over time.
What a apologize. That looks freaking great, dude. It's awesome.
Thank you. So I want to be able to show more of the cars and stuff that we've got going on. We want to start beefing up the CarCast YouTube channel as well, and Goldberg's Garage YouTube channel. These are both kind of new to us. So the CarCast channel has been around for some time, and we did a lot of the feature cars and we had guest cars there. But I'll tell you what happened. I just wanted you guys to just know sort of the straight up truth behind the whole thing is, working with Adam Carolla. The business model was podcasting. It was an audio company. And when we started doing the videos, it was mostly for fun. And when Adam's company had signed with a advertising partner and distribution partner, that company wasn't too interested in the video side of things. And they asked us to not really do it. They're like, hey, you're taking away from the audio portion. Audio's where it's at. That's where they make their money. So they kind of shut down our YouTube channel in a sense. They told us to stop doing it. And we really didn't know any better at the time. And we're saying, hey, you're the guys who are paying us. We can't say no, you're the boss. So that's that. So it sat for a few years, which I feel bad about because I like doing those videos a lot. And now things have kind of changed. As you guys have surely noticed and spoken out on social media, where's Adam Carolla? Where's Adam Carolla? Well, he's not gone. He's just a little bit less part of this show. Adam's agreement in the podcasting world has, again, this same sort of distribution and advertising partner has said, we need you to scale back on some of all of the other shows that you're doing. You're doing a bunch of shows, 15 or so podcasts a week. We need to scale that back. Focus on the Adam Carolla show. They didn't really, for whatever reason, maybe they just didn't have after COVID, or they just didn't have like the manpower to do the sales side or whatever. I don't even know exactly why, but they said, we need to step back on some of these shows, focus on Adam Carolla show. And if you guys have noticed, the Adam Carolla show is now, I believe, 4 days a week, not 5 days a week. So he was asked to step back. This was not Adam's decision for the most part. Adam always liked doing CarCast. So he has said, hey, Matt, if you want to take the CarCast brand that we've built for the last 15 years, and run with it and continue to do the shows like we're doing here, with you, Bill, and the new shows with Alistair from Edmonds. He goes, have at it, take the social media, take the YouTube channel and see what you can do with it. And I said, great. I think it would be kind of fun to try some new things. So Adam isn't completely gone. I talk to him all the time. I was just with him the other day. We had dinner. We spoke over the holidays. He still, you know, very much has his car collection and there's things going on over there. I would imagine that when we do things like Monterey Car Week, we'll grab some videos of him racing. We'll put them up on the CarCast channel. Maybe we'll do some interviews live like we did this past August with Gordon Murray and put that up on and Jim Farley from Ford. Well, now we'll maybe we can film that. We can put that up on the CarCast channel as well. It's just honestly, I have no choice in the matter, no say in the matter on Adam Carolla's involvement. And to some extent, he doesn't really have that much say in his involvement. So that's sort of the politics of how the business works.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, for whatever reason, we find ourselves in the situation that we're in. And, you know, Adam's awesome. The more that you can do stuff with Adam, continuing with CarCast, I mean, that's his love, right? And we're not agents and we don't know what people can do and what they can't do. And we're all getting older and segue into different parts of our lives and certain things are more important. And he'll be back to some extent for sure. But yeah, you know, I'm no agent, but I try to stay out of all that.
Yeah. And for the most part, I'm trying to stay out of it as well. But hey, look,
at the same time as to why he's not around.
Yeah, I just wanted to explain that this is largely out of our hands, but he's not gone completely. And I'm going to try to find ways to get him involved in maybe some shorter videos and stuff, if not on the podcast regularly. And look, there's no reason why we still can't go over and visit the cars. And even if I can't get Adam, one of the things we always wanted to do was walk around and talk about each of the race cars. So I would like to do that at some point as well. And we can do that over time. There's plenty of race cars in there. And we might even be having a bunch of the Paul Newman collection going into a museum for some limited amount of time.
You should at least go over every single one of those race cars with the camera in the vertical direction and do a 60-second short for the CarCast YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Just to satiate these people in the meantime, because those cars are absolutely beautiful. You know, I mean, I'd love to see them.
Certainly cool stuff and a lot of history. And a lot of you guys have been with us over the years, understand that it's really just been a passion and sort of a love for both Adam and I just to curate that collection. Of course, I get the easy part. I get to mostly find and purchase the cars and spend his money in the process. So, but he gets to own them and pass them down to his kids or whatever he's going to want. I get to visit them and occasionally maybe shoot a video with them. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. So that's kind of what's going on here. Now we want to get these podcasts up on YouTube as well, and they will improve over time, the production value or whatever. We want to bring guests back onto the show. That was another issue with during the pandemics were shut down. Guests were limited into the studio. So we're going to set up some new things and we can even do it over Zoom. I just want to be able to have some good conversations again with guests. As a matter of fact, I think next week, we've got the guys from, I think it's Zinger. I'm pronouncing it right. It's CZINGR, I believe. They've got the crazy new hypercar or supercar or whatever you want to call it now. And it's largely like 3D printed and it's cool. We saw it at the Velocity Invitational about a year or so ago and then saw it again at Monterey and reached out to them and said, why now? Why are you doing this? Tell us about the car. So we're going to have them on the show to talk a little bit about it as well. So some guests like that, I think would be great. We'll have Ring Brothers back and a few others. So I'm looking forward to doing that and putting that up on YouTube. Also, the car projects. I mean, like I said, I've got the Ford Lightning. We're doing a couple small things to it now that I've had it for a year. We're doing some wheels and tires on it. Possibly working on lowering it. I've been working with Eibach for a while on how we can make that happen, and make everything still work, by the way. That's been the issue, is get everything to function properly.
Always the issue.
I want to be able to walk through some of the cars that we have. The 2021 Mustang Mach 1, now that it's pretty much done, the twin turbo car we built for SEMA. I've been driving it all week, and really just getting into enjoying that car, the SAC Mustang and some of the others. So hopefully that will be interesting stuff and you guys will like it. And I really want your feedback on it. I know there's going to be a lot of people breaking our balls on YouTube about, you know,
it was a shit.
Yeah. I there's nothing I could do about it, guys. Come if on, you like man. The video, like the video. If you don't like the video,
we're going to put out some badass shit in the future. Go to CarCast on YouTube. It's going to be stuff that you loved in the past, but you're going to absolutely fall in love with in the future. So
I hope so. And if not, don't worry. There's plenty of content on YouTube. There's other stuff you can go watch. You can go watch Mr. Beast or whatever. Also, you guys have heard us been talking about Goldberg's Garage, the YouTube channel. And look, Bill and I have been talking back and forth for months about what to do there and how he's been improving the quality of the films and picking the projects. And as you can see now behind him, the Cobra is taken apart, which I guess that's what you've just been thrashing on yourself over the past few weeks during the holiday break.
You know, where do we start with the holiday break, man? Honest to God, whether it's Craig Jackson coming over, me getting a new film crew, me blowing the Cobra apart on the road and then off the road. Yeah, man, 2024 is really started off extremely busy, but yeah, I mean, where do I start? I mean, I got the 170. I got my first 170, went and picked it up. Obviously, you can go to Goldberg's Garage and look at that video right there. And then I got it. It was a race between picking up the car and opening up the trailer because we had no key to open up the trailer. So we had to break into the lock at the same time. Craig's flying in from Scottsdale and we're trying to beat him to the house with the 170 so that we can film the thing for Barrett Jackson, because I'm taking him to Barrett Jackson Saturday night, January 27th for the auction. And, you know, having Craig come to the garage is, I mean, is an anomaly all of its own, because it's freaking Craig Jackson. And I mean, this place, I've got a lot of shit going on here right now, and it was absolutely filthy. So I called my detailer in, called my mechanic in, and I ran back here. I mean, we probably cleaned 9 cars. I euthanized this whole place by sucking all the trash out of it, you know, trying to get it presentable for Craig, and then trying to get the cars ready. It's just one thing after another, and then simultaneously filming at the same time. And like you said, trying to get the right package. YouTube is a different deal. And I found that out. I mean, you see a lot of people look at Demolition Rants for an example. I mean, it's not a car centric site by any stretch of the imagination. It's just a goofy place where people can go and watch firearms and watch some goofy content, right? These guys have so many followers, and they've acquired them somehow with this killer formula, you know, throughout COVID, and then it exists now. And all we're trying to do is try to capture a little bit of that and throw some good production value in at the same time. I got Bud Brutzman, you know, that does overhauling and did Garage Mahal back in the day and does everything with Chip Foose. And I mean, he's shooting Goldberg's Garage now, but you know, it's a balance between the high production level that you want and you need, because we've been in Hollywood and we like to be the best at what we do, right? With the lackadaisical presentation of, hey man, you know, the camera's shaking, but you know, I'm holding it and you're actively participating with whatever I'm doing in real time. So at the end of the day, in a long dissertation, man, we're just trying to roll the dice and throw it out there and become a good product for you guys to go back and forth to. And in that vein, we'll be doing updates on the Cobra. I did the Goldberg's Garage episode with it last week. I'll just say that there were 2 bolts holding the windshield down, and I snapped the first one when I gave Wanda's dad a test drive shifting first to second. Well, I snapped the second one last week. And so the winch, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's going to be a funny video. It's, but a little spoiler is that, yes, you see the car behind you completely gutted, which is what I did in about a 12-hour period of time, New Year's Day. And, I'm upgrading the hell out of it. It needs some help. 850 horsepower. The thing doesn't handle very well. It doesn't stop very well. It doesn't cool itself very well. So we're changing everything. And oh, by the way, the aesthetics are going to completely change too. So that's just some of the stuff that you got to look forward to, man. That's some of the stuff that I've been doing, and it only scratches the surface. Presley was in the garage the other day playing basketball. Let's just say that. So I've been chasing her out of, you know, eating all the landscaping again for the last week. So nothing's changed here at Goldberg's Garage.
I've been in that car, and that's a scary car. And I get that the car was just sort of a means to an end. You had this opportunity for an engine, and you said, throw it in the silliest, lightest, stupidest thing I could think of. But it wasn't really like the car itself, like the kits and stuff that were available weren't as well thought out as some of them are today. So,
they weren't, and I found this through investigating, and I got a hold of Unique Motor Cars. Ironically, I've got the folder that Ernie gave me when he gave me the car in 94. I called the number. It's the same freaking number and the same owner. I think it's Bo Weaver. I can't remember offhand, but it's the same guy. He knew the car. I had spoken to him once before. You know, they're going to help us out a little bit. But what had happened was, he told me specifically about this car because we talked about power steering. We talked about the steering rack. We talked about the brakes.
Yeah.
Ernie had grabbed this car. It was one of the 10 that they did, right? So Ernie did some special things to the suspension, to the braking system on each of the cars, but they're all kind of different. And so I gave him the VIN number, and he kind of remembered as to what was special about this car. So the problem is that you look at the rudimentary technology that most of these kit car companies use, and it's like putting a freaking 454 on a lawnmower, right?
Yeah.
That's the best analogy I can give you. But this one's a little bit different. You know, I mean, it used the racing technology back in the day, but in 30 years, that's freaking changed. So no matter if it was done by Ernie Elliott or Unique Motor Cars, the standard that it was up to then far fails in today's world. So right. Why not bring it up to speed? So I'm gonna talk to some people.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It was interesting you were able to reach out and talk to the people that were involved with building it the first time. That's been one of the things, again, with mentioning Adam, is one of the things that we've really been going after as he's acquired all of his vintage race cars and the documentary films that he's made is trying to connect and have conversations with people that were part of the team originally. And you really want to get to most of those people before they're gone.
Well, yeah. Look at the example of Ron Kirby getting a hold of the show and wanting to reach out to me and talk to me about the car. We have to have Ron on. I mean, he's the original driver and owner of the 70 and a half Z28 Trans Am car that I have.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah.
You know, and that's why we all do this, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's the story behind the vehicle, and to be able to talk to the people that were there in the beginning, whether they bought the car, whether they wrenched on the car, whether they drove the car, that's freaking gold. Especially like you said, because they're dropping like flies.
Yeah, which is too bad. That's just time getting the best of us.
All of us.
All right, so the Cobra, you're getting it apart. You're figuring out really what's there, and then reaching out and going, how can we improve this? Because you never really got a chance to look under the skin of that vehicle since you've had it.
No, and it's a perfect car for a guy like me because I'm not the biggest wrench in the world by any stretch of the imagination. I never profess to be, but I'm willing to learn. And this is a great car to learn on. You know, Jackson Hill, my mechanic, is wonderful at what he does, and he's wonderful at teaching too, right? This is a freaking rudimentary car that, you know, entry-level guys can get into, and it's a great teaching tool for me. So, I mean, yes, talk about specifics. Look at the Jag rear end technology still used in the braking and the suspension of this car. And it's got, you know, 16-inch rotors, but it's got their Brembo calipers and a Wilwood
the disc.
Disc, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at putting a 15-inch because this car weighs 2,600 pounds. How much braking do you really need in the front, right? Well, right. I want to change the wheel tire package. If you go knockoffs and you go 15s, then I can, you know, put an updated brake system in the front and then have the tire that I want in the back with a 15. It's such a long story, but yeah, there's so much to improve upon. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
And it's a great tool for me to learn on. So,
and you're right. You talk about the technology and even the parts that are available now. I mean, so many of the modern day cars, they're all sort of competing on who has the biggest brake package. And we're seeing 12, 13, 14, even 15 inch rotors in 22 inch wheels, but you can't do that on old cars like that.
Oh, and I don't want to fly over the windshield when I step on the brakes either, right?
Right. But now you can get a really good high performance brake package on a smaller rotor. You can work with guys like Wilwood, who've been doing a lot of like the vintage car stuff, classic car stuff, and saying, hey, we want to improve the brakes, but we understand you can't fit a 14 inch rotor in there. So what can you do with a 12 inch rotor? Can we make it stop? And how do they manage heat and stuff? So it's definitely more things available now than there were, you know, years ago when that car was built. So,
I mean, look at the lighting, right? I mean, just look at the lighting alone, right? I'm going to change the appearance of everything on this car. The lights are going to be a hell of a lot better. And aesthetically, it's going to be a completely different look. The Cobra is a very basic car. So anything you do to it, it's going to stand out. But I'm going to make everything I do to it completely disappear. I'm going to black the whole thing out. XBell is going to come in and they're going to wrap it. I mean, it's going to be really cool. It's a very exciting project. And the fact is that the biggest part of it is already done. I mean, I've got that motor and I don't care what I put around it. I mean, that's a kick-ass package. So I'm starting with something really cool and I'm going to put my own flair on it and update.
This car doesn't have to be an authentic Cobra replica. This isn't the right platform for that. Listen, you can go to Superformance, you can get one of their movie cars, you can get one of their other versions of the Cobra that they have, and you can get something that's really kind of authentic and turnkey or whatever, but that was never the idea behind this car. So if this needs to get some crazy aesthetics and modifications to make this package perform, then have at it. That's my thought, is just have at it.
Yeah, no question. It's going to be great. I'm very much looking forward to it, as evident of me tearing it down. Like 10 hours. I mean, I'm like, okay, let's go.
Someone's going to have to put it back together, though.
Oh, that's easy. And I bagged and tagged everything. I took it all off myself. I know where it goes. And, you know, completely different, you know, wiring system. Everything is going to be updated. New gauges, new everything. It's just going to be cool, man. And I'm excited about it. And it's a great way to start off the year. It's a great way to increase anticipation for the show and, you know, restoration vlogs that we're going to have on Goldberg's Garage. It's going to be cool, man.
All right. So turning the page a little bit, I saw a post that you did on social media. You're going to have to explain some more of what's going on here. I don't know, just bad behavior, I guess, during the holidays. We had a U.S. military service member overseas ordered a Dodge 170. And then, and you can explain it better than I am, but ordered the vehicle and then the dealer, I guess, said, hey, this is a valuable car. This person's not here. We're not going to hold the car. We're going to sell it basically out from underneath them. And so that's that. They thought they could make a markup or make a little bit extra money.
But, you know, in this day and age, that's what every dealer's doing. And
it's unfortunate.
Let's just let everybody know that that it's not the manufacturer. The manufacturer only has a certain stranglehold on a dealer, right? They can only control them to a point. And these dealers, as I told you, every one of them in the country has done markups on the 170, except for two dealers, and they were applauded through Dodge. One of them is my dealer, right? So everybody's gonna upcharge you, but to upcharge and sell out from under a deployed serviceman who God knows has saved his money for how long for that 50 grand, you know, markup you're gonna charge him. He already had his name on the car had already been delivered. He was deployed. His wife was on her way up to put another deposit down on not a deposit. I don't know the specifics. Let's just say that that on the build sheet, it was deployed serviceman's name. So the car had been built for him. It was delivered to the dealership. They didn't live in town. His wife came down to do some paperwork. He, while she was traveling down, went on. He had gotten some photos of the car sent to him by the dealer. And he went on a Demon 170 vlog or something like that. And there were pictures of the exact car from another user saying that he just purchased that car. So obviously the hair stood up on this guy's arms and he tried to figure out what happened. Extremely long story short, this was brought to my attention and I brought it up to the powers that be at Dodge. They knew about it a little bit and let's just say they made it right. Okay. It's an extremely long story. I kept up with the servicemen along the way. I was in the background, just kind of navigating his path. Right. And I knew that once it got into the pertinent people's hands, that it would be taken care of. It was taken care of. He was given an option to purchase one of the 40 that were put away, or seemingly now it's also become an option to get the original one that was built for him, because the person that bought that car wants him to have the car. They want to do the right thing. So I think at this point it's to where he has a choice. So let's just say that Dodge has come in with that white cape and made it right. They are the Brotherhood of Muscle. Everybody has exclaimed throughout this process that the people that buy the cars are the Brotherhood of Muscle. Yes, we are. And we have the ultimate say, but we actually don't, because the dealer has the ultimate say, because they provide us with those cars and give us the ability to be part of the Brotherhood of Muscle and purchase them, and then I'll be all inclusive. Anyway, they showed the true colors and they came through and they made it right.
I liked hearing that Dodge wanted to make it right and they stepped up. And then the guy who bought the car, who obviously didn't know this story, was like, I didn't know. And he wanted to step up and like give the car back or somehow make really right.
Cool. Yeah. At the end of the day, I'm not going to pound it in the ground, but we're the Brotherhood of Muscle. All these Dodge people, you know, we all stick together and we're in it for a common goal. Right. And so this guy finds out about it. He ultimately wants to do the right thing. And I think in a crappy situation, and the finger can only be pointed at the dealers, it ended up to be, you know, a good story. So, I'm sorry that the guy had to go through it. It sucks. I appreciate his service very, very much. And, that should never happen to anyone, let alone somebody like that. So the dealer has been absolutely drugged through the coals, as they should be. And I wouldn't buy a car there ever. And that's why my dealer is such an awesome dealer. And in an instance like this, you truly see the difference between, you know, modes of operation. It's unbelievable that someone would do.
The guy in the military that bought the car, did you get a chance at all to talk to him or email with him or get in touch with him?
Yeah, I was I was emailing with him back and forth. Like I said, I mean, it's, I'm not, you know me, dude. I don't get involved in this for any other reason than to do the right thing. And so I knew that my, I don't know if my name was involved with it, that people would, I don't know. I needed to be anonymous.
You just want to try.
I just wanted to help. Hey, if I could make a phone call and hook him up with the right people and make sure that those right, if I, here's the deal. The reason why I stepped in is because I'm not a suit and I'm not a normal person. So if I could come in and be Goldberg and be the mayor of Musselville and be a conduit between the two to make it right and to tell the right story without people having to question anything that's being told to them, then that's my job, right? So I if I helped in 2%, then frick, my job was done.
Yeah. It was worth the effort. It sounds like things got resolved. So whatever role you had in that, I'm sure the guy appreciates it.
That's all that matters. And the right thing was done, man. And the fingers weren't pointed in the wrong direction. That I think that was part of my wanting to jump in there was, you know, because Kaniskis can only say certain things and do certain things because at the end of the day, he is a company man. But I just wanted to make sure the story was right.
Yeah. All right. We're going to start wrapping things up. But as you mentioned, so Craig Jackson came out, Barrett Jackson coming up soon. It's going to be a great event. If you guys are going to make it out to Scottsdale, we'll be out there. Your cars are going up Saturday night. Now you've got the two cars, the two demons, the demon and the 170 going up as a pair. If you guys haven't seen the video,
miles that have been put on them are burnouts in one by me and burnouts in the other by Craig Jackson. They have 10 miles on them. So yeah, I mean, it's, dude, we're right in the middle of some unbelievable cars. We're 1400 and 1400.1. You know, I think that's the lot or lot numbers.
Yeah.
It's a pair. It's going to be great. I'm driving the 18 up. Gage is going to drive the 170 up behind me. Hopefully he doesn't kill me and or everyone else. It's going to be a killer night, man. There's some absolutely kick-ass cars before us and after us. And I'm looking forward to having a killer night and handing the keys over to somebody who really understands what they're about to get into. So I think
if you can't go or whatever, still just check out the video. It's a fun video. It's nice to see you and Craig connect after a little while. Cause you haven't been out to Barrett Jackson in the past few years. I'm not quite sure when, maybe you did a quick, you did a quick thing with the Badass Workbenches. I think maybe you ran in over there, but yeah, anyway, it's going to be a fun event and appreciate you guys listening to the podcast and checking out the YouTube version of this. As we said, we will get things better over time. Go ahead.
You forgot one intricate detail.
Oh my gosh.
With the sale of these vehicles.
Yeah.
There's going to be a present in the trunk of each one of them. And there'll probably be a number of presents that I strategically bring out during the auction. But a finite present that we know is going to be in the trunk of each car is.
Yeah, we've got some of our beverages, a couple cases of Bravago in the trunk. Sign some cases. Come have a drink with us. And now that we're kind of on our own with CarCast, we can officially say that CarCast is presented by drinkbravago.com. So if you guys want to check out the hard seltzer, I think you guys will like it. Drinkbravago.com is where you go and you can get it. And there's some shirts and some hats and some dog treats and some other things you can grab over there.
And here's some YouTube stuff. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to CarCast on YouTube.
We would appreciate that. That certainly helps us out. And Goldberg's Garage as well. So we have two wonderful YouTube channels that we're gonna work on and hopefully make better for you guys. So, you know, leave us some comments, let you know. Be gentle, please. Just be gentle, but go ahead and leave us some comments.
Whatever you want to me, I don't care. I'm out these days.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, keep the air and the spare in the bag and the wheel.
And your foot.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.